This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security.
Vikas Sajedari भारत सेशल संबंधों की मजबूत नींव रही है हमारे सभी प्रयास सेशल्स की प्राथमिकताओं और आवश्यकताओं पर आधारित हैं इस दिशा में आगे बढ़ते हुए आज हम 175 मिलियन डॉलर के स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज की घोषणा करने जा रहे हैं यह पैकेज सोशल हाउसिंग ई मोबिलिटी वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग स्वास्थ्य रक्षा और मैरीटाइम सिक्योरिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में ठोस परियोजनाओं को सपोर्ट देगा
इंडिया एंड सेशल्स ऑल्सो साइन 7 मेमोरेंडम ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग अक्रॉस वेरियस सेक्टर्स इंक्लूडिंग हेल्थ मेट्रोलॉजी इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एंड इन्फॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी एंड गुड गवर्नेंस On the occasion, Mr. Modi said that India and Seychelles are connected not just by geography but by history, trust and shared vision for the future. President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, said that his visit reflects long-standing friendship and mutual respect between both countries. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday received Seychelles President Patrick Hermini at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honor. Welcoming him, President Murmu said, India's relationship with Seychelles is based on mutual trust and respect and shared belief in democracy and pluralism. She said the waves of the Indian Ocean and the deep cultural links between our people bind us together. Both leaders agreed that there is immense potential between both nations to further deepen the bilateral cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with his Mauritian counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conversation, both the leaders reaffirmed commitment to strengthen the special, historic and people-centric ties that unite both nations. Both leaders also reviewed progress in the wide-ranging cooperation. The Prime Minister further said that India and Mauritius will continue to work together to achieve shared objectives of peace and stability in the Indian Ocean region. Mr. Modi also said that he looks forward to welcoming Dr. Ramgulam for the AI Impact Summit next week. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday met US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore in New Delhi. They discussed strengthening strategic ties with a focus on semiconductors, electronics manufacturing and supply chain resilience. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said he looks forward to strong participation from the United States in the AI Impact Summit 2026. The BJP-led Mahayuti has recorded a sweeping victory in the Maharashtra Jilla Parishad elections, winning 552 of the 731 seats whose results were declared by the State Election Commission. Within the ruling alliance, the Bharatiya Janata Party emerged on top with 225 seats, followed by the Ajit Pawar-led Nationalist Congress Party with 165 seats and the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena with 162 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed resounding success of the BJP and Mahayuti in the Jilla Parishad elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that across rural and urban Maharashtra, the people want good governance and an alliance which works in the spirit of the state's glorious culture. The International Cricket Council has confirmed the participation of Pakistan in all their scheduled ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 matches, including their match against India on 15th of February in Colombo. In a statement released last night, the ICC said that the dialogue between ICC and Pakistan Cricket Board took place as part of a broader engagement with both parties, recognizing the need for constructive dealings and being united, committed and purposeful in their aspirations to serve the best interest of the game with integrity, neutrality and cooperation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.